The killing of four University of Idaho students last year sent the small college town of Moscow reeling. With a suspect in custody and trial set for October, the rural community is banding together to heal. Lauren Patterson reports.
It's a sunny day at the Moscow Farmers Market, and Main Street is bustling with visitors and vendors from around the Northwest. Robert Loftus has lived in Moscow for most of his life. He has three kids and never worried about them going around town on their own when they were young.
They would ride their bike over to the mall across town. They would ride their bike to the East City Park or East City Marketplace and go see a movie.
Crime is rare in Moscow, especially a quadruple stabbing. Loftus says he's been disappointed by the media portrayal that Moscow is a scary place to live.
Moscow's still got all the great things that let me raise my kids here safely, and the Moscow murders haven't changed my mind on that at all.
The suspect in the killings of four University of Idaho students Brian Koberger's arraignment hearing was May 22nd. He chose to stand silent rather than entering a plea. Richard Seaman is a professor at University of Idaho's College of Law.
This is a very common rule that if the defendant chooses not to enter a plea, the judge gets to enter it and it will be a plea of not guilty.
At his arraignment, Koberger declined to waive his right to a speedy trial. Seaman says a motion to change venue is still possible, but will likely happen soon if it's to happen at all.
The next step for the prosecution, most likely, is going to be to give notice about whether they are seeking the death penalty or not.
As the community awaits the trial in the fall, Moscow Mayor Art Bethke says people are trying to find ways to heal and move forward.
This hit really, really hard and shook everybody up.
Since the tragedy, the city has installed more lighting on the roads between the university and downtown. While the city is doing what it can, local students have banded together to create fundraisers for a memorial garden. Daniel Ramirez is a recent graduate of the University of Idaho.
Students are trying to find a way to heal the community because they lost four of their own. It's just seeing how students can find ways to heal and help other students heal.
The Vandal Strong bracelet fundraiser netted more than $20,000 toward the Vandal Healing Garden and Memorial. More money was raised when music students did a benefit concert in the spring.
We've raised over $200,000 for this Vandal Healing Garden and Memorial, and that's from people from across the country, across the globe, saying we care, we want to support, how can we help?
That's Blaine Eccles, the Dean of Students for U of I. He says students who knew the victims will also be working on the project to design the memorial garden. Design ideas on how to honor Madison Mogan, Kaylee Gonzalez, Zana Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin can be submitted on the university's website.
We've got this call for inspiration out now where anyone can submit a design concept or idea. We're going to print all those off and give them to the students in the class to help inspire them to create design features for what the Healing Garden can look like.
As a community member, Loftus says it's unfortunate to see the focus is now on suspect Brian Koberger and the circus he's created.
We'll still be Moscow after this is all blown over. We'll still be a nice, friendly town.
Reporting in Moscow, I'm Lauren Patterson.